It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Tell you what, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, you go for that. I'm not like Phil. I'm not a big old bully. I know. I'm not a big old bully going to tell you that you can't sing.
I can sing, but no one wants to hear
it. I mean, if you want to embarrass yourself, go for it. That's what my mom always used to tell me. God rest her soul. You know, she would be like, hey, one of the best lessons I'm going to give you is if you want to make a fool of yourself, you go for it. I'm not going to stop you.
Well, singing, you didn't have to sing to do that.
I know. But that was bad. My singing, you think I make a fool of myself just in general? You should hear me sing. Or maybe you shouldn't. It is not good.
Maybe we should record an album.
No, you would so far outshine me in singing ability that I couldn't even be your producer. That's how bad I am.
Oh, that's not true.
Uh-oh. The Phil phone direct line is ringing.
The phone is ringing.
Hello, Hank and Adam. It is a pleasure again to be on the Roundup Show with you. This is Phil Mee, and I'm working on my thesis this summer, how I spent my summer vacation. On the first day of my summer vacation, I had a hip replaced. So that's been basically how I've been celebrating my summer vacation. I've been working hard. I had physical therapy yesterday, and they were able to fix up my hip a little bit. It's amazing what zip ties will do. They really work well. So we got that back in place. I've been doing some exercises just like they've told me to do, and everything is going really well. I hope to be back with you on the air live soon. I can't wait for that. And also, the only other thing, somebody asked me what's the hardest part about it. Really, getting in and out of the car is really tough. We almost need a skid steer to aid in that endeavor. And then also, I was wondering if one of you fellows might come and help give me a sponge bath.
Oh, you're breaking up there.
Hello?
You're breaking up.
Yeah, well, turn him off, please.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. That sounds like a job for Super Hank.
Nope.
No.
I'm done.
Hey, question I have for you. We'd have to call HR, which stands for Hank's Room.
Right.
With Phil being the boss,
mm-hmm.
can he order us to give him a sponge bath? Is that legal? Is it
That's
ethical?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe?
So, yeah, maybe Joanne, maybe Joanne could either weigh in on that, or she could give him the sponge bath.
You know what? That could be a good news story.
I don't know, but yeah. Oh, wow. So, hey, Phil, buddy, we wish you the best.
Yeah,
we miss you.
I'm done.
Yeah, we're not sponge baiting you.
No, that's
not gonna
happen.
That
will definitely be, if we did, it'd definitely be an event fee.
Yeah.
A large one.
Yeah, Sibbett can't afford it.
No.
Hey, your Monday night, how'd it go?
I didn't do anything.
Nice.
I mean, for a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
No games. No out four wheeling in the in the side by side.
Nope. No. Okay. How'd your Monday night go? What did you do? Anything fun?
You know what? Took care of the animals. Hung out at home
on the resort.
I did. I because I'm not gonna have an opportunity to see a lot of her today. Today's my wife's birthday. So
happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday, Carly.
Happy birthday to you.
She's got a pretty good arm and a really nice left hook, so...
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, make it fast and run.
Yes.
Gave her some presents. Didn't have an opportunity to cook a meal yet, but I'm going to try to do that tonight.
Oh.
But, we were just hanging out in the resort with the animals and the wife and the pre-birthday get-together, just her and I.
Awesome.
So, it was a good night.
Hey, when you cook, do you use... Is the smoke alarms the...
No, that's actually her. She's known as Meemaw in the family.
Uh-huh.
And our granddaughter, Isla, Okay, so I've kind of trained her to do this. When Carlene's cooking, the smoke alarms go off, and now Isla says, "If it ain't beeping, we ain't eating."
that's
kind of on myself and Uncle Kane. Her Uncle Kane taught her to say that, but it's so cute. A little, 2-year-old. If it ain't beeping, we ain't eating. Meemaw cooking.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No,
it looks like that. Yeah. I have a lot of friends out there.
You do, and a lot of friends wanted to see you squirm or...
Is that friends, though?
No, not really. Yeah. But that one was Tony, so we're just going to let it go at that. And
Tony.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
We appreciate you, Mr. Beep Beep. We really do.
All right.
So people wanted to see or wanted to hear you get quizzed today. So we have 10 questions right here.
Yeah, I don't know any of them.
It's Arkansas Trivia. And we're just going to jump right in. You ready?
Hold on, I got to sign my...
Oh, yep, sign your paper.
Hancock.
Yeah. Hank Snow, that's not right.
Herbie Hancock.
Number one, what is Arkansas's state nickname? Is it A, the natural state, B, the redneck state, C, the cornhole state, or D, the Suey Sanctuary?
It could be all of them, Adam.
Number two, what year did Arkansas become a state? 1812, 1836, 1902, or pretty young, 1952.
Yeah, I remember that year.
Yeah, 52 was a good year.
Yeah, it was.
Number three, what famous author wrote parts of Farewell to Arms, and is that Pigot, Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Okay. A, Jean-Luc Picard. B, Hank Worthington. C, Pearl S. Buck. Or D, Ernest Hemingway.
I don't know this one.
Number four, what is Hot Springs, Arkansas known for? A, the birthplace of Johnny Bench. B, Elephant Ear Rock. C, it's natural hot springs, or D, the invention of the Jeep CJ7.
That Jeep was awesome.
Yeah, that CJ7, yeah. That thing would go anywhere. That was like the original UTV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The original side-by-side, yeah. Yep. True or false, it's illegal to mispronounce the state's name, like saying Arkansas, something like that.
Right.
Is that true or false? Number five. All right, number six, what popular food item was invented in Little Rock at the Finkbeiner Meatpacking Company? A, Twinkies, B, Cheese Dogs, C, Pop Rocks, or D, the Pizza Pie Taco.
The Pizza Pie Taco's really good.
Those are good. Yes, those are good. Number
so
seven.
So is Twinkies.
And a deep fried Twinkie?
Oh.
Yeah. Wrap a little bacon around that.
Oh.
Yeah, I can feel my arteries clogging as we speak, but it's worth it. Listen. Bloop, bloop. Yeah, that's my artery. Yeah. Deep fried Twinkies. Number seven, true or false, Pea Ridge gets its name from the abundance of wild peas that were found by early settlers. Number eight, true or false, the Civil War Battle of Pea Ridge, and everybody should know Pea Ridge is the home stomping ground of Hank. The Civil War Battle of Pea Ridge is also known as the Battle of Elkhorn Tavern.
You ever been there?
No.
Really neat
place. But we have it on our agenda, working with our niece down in Arkansas. We're going to actually get to Pea Ridge. And when I do, I'm going to stand on the 50-yard line of the Pea Ridge High School and football field. I'm going to hold a football, and I'm going to mimic that picture of you from 1989 holding that football.
Here's the thing, though. That field is no longer in use. But it's still there. It's called the Pea Bowl.
Okay, I'll find the Pea Bowl.
It's down in a bowl.
I'm gonna stand on the 50-yard line of the Pea Bowl.
Yep.
All right.
And they can look down upon you.
And everybody does.
Yes.
Number nine, what famous singer was born in Kingsland, Arkansas? Johnny Cash, Bill Anderson, Janis Joplin, or Axl W. Rose, or as his friends call him, W. Axl Rose. Okay, those are your choices. And number 10, true or false, Arkansas has the only purse museum in the United States. All right.
I've never submitted one, a purse.
Really?
Yeah.
You need to.
I know.
All right, are we ready? How do you feel? You feel confident?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right.
I'm going to say 5 out of 10.
Okay, all right. And you know what? If you have 5 out of 10 or better, that's a fridge hanger. Because you've hit your projection. You know what? I don't hold Phil standards to you. By golly, if you have 5 or better,
I hit one.
We're hanging it.
1 out of 10.
All right. Then we're gonna trash that one. Circular file. Okay, number one, what is Arkansas state nickname?
It's the natural state.
That is correct. Number two, what
I should say woohoo.
Woohoo. Number two. What year did Arkansas become a state?
1836.
Woohoo! That's two in a row. What famous author wrote parts of Farewell to Arms in Pigot, Arkansas?
That'd be Ernest Hemingway.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
That's 3 of 3.
Yep, yep.
What is Hot Springs, Arkansas best known for?
It's a natural spring.
You got it!
Woohoo!
Four in a row. Number five, true or false, it's illegal to mispronounce the name Arkansas.
False.
That's true.
Well.
But there's no fine.
That's correct.
And there's no penalty. But you have a record. You'd have a civil, is it civil?
That's an old law.
It is. It may be off the books now, but it was on the books at one time.
Oh, yeah, it was on the books.
Yeah.
And the reason it was on the books is from Kansas.
It was... Kansas is in
Jayhawkers.
Yeah, Jayhawkers. How dare they? Number six, what popular food item was invented in Little Rock?
I'm going to go cheese dogs.
Cheese dogs is right. Woo-hoo! Five up six. True or false, Pea Ridge gets its name from the wild peas.
That's true.
That is true. Woo-hoo! Number eight, true or false, the Battle of Pea Ridge is also known as the Battle of Elkhorn Tavern.
That is true.
Woo-hoo!
We used to ride horses to the Elkhorn Tavern. That's really? How close I was to the
nice.
Battle.
Yeah. Wow.
Until we got chased off every day.
Anyway. Underage, I assume? You were too young or just
no,
couldn't
we didn't
be
buy.
There?
We didn't buy. Okay. We didn't pay. We went in the way. I mean, my brothers didn't.
Right, right. It wasn't Hank.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
What famous singer, number nine, was born in Kingsland, Arkansas?
It's Johnny Cash.
That is right. Woohoo! Number 10, true or false, Arkansas has the only purse museum in the U.S.
That is true.
That is true. Woohoo! Nine. That is 9 of 10.
Not bad.
Definite fridge
hanger.
And I
think number 5 is under consideration.
You know what? Here's what we need to do. We're going to give you 9 out of 9 while we review number 5. If it's still on the books.
I think it actually still is on the books. It's one of those. I think I've had that on.
Yeah, there's no penalty.
No.
You don't even pay a dime.
No.
But you have it on your record that you pronounced Arkansas, Arkansas, or some other archaic way.
Yeah,
so
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yes, you can't. Oh, there's one.
Oh, there, we're criminals.
Yep, we are.
We are. You know what?
Don't go to Arkansas.
We're
now.
Wild guys.
Yeah.
And there's a warrant. There's a warrant right now.
Wanted.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hey, 9 out of 10. Congratulations. Hey,
thanks, buddy.
Any big plans tonight?
I'm going to do a Muscadet. I'm going to go into Muscadet. I got a home talent game tonight.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm growing at Muscadet.
So we'll have a score tomorrow then. You'll pass that along to me?
If I make it.
We have faith in you.
Yeah,
We need you tomorrow morning on the roundup, and then we'll have another check-in with Phil Knee. Things are going well with him. Well, we're going to call him Phil Hip. We're going to call him Phil Hip for now.
Hippity Hop.
Yeah.
Hippity Phil.
Hippity Phil.
But
all right, buddy.
So anyway, I hope Phil gets better.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get him a card. It says do better or get better. He's not sick. I just think he can do better.
Hey, I found a skunk in the middle of the road today.
Really?
Yep, put a good well sign on him. Get well blown on him.
Hopefully it does.
I hope he gets better.
I don't think he's going to. I hate to break it to you, but sometimes things are just too far gone, Hank. He might be one of them.
Yeah, kind of like Phil.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Be kind, young man.